248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates, maybe two more times at a quarter point each, so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22. Tonight, overcast. Cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 31. Temps a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, all. It is Saturday. It is just after 11 o'clock. That means here on WFHR, that means it's time for Over the Back Fence. Glad you could join me today. I am your host, Seth, everyone. We're going to be going up to the noon hour here with your phone calls. If you're looking to buy or sell items, if you want to talk about events going around in central Wisconsin, that is what this show is all about. And let's go get right off the bat here. Before we start anything, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I just want to thank everybody that came out to the Port Edwards Lions Club Fishery last Saturday. We had it at NEPCO Lake. We had a huge crowd. We had lots of prizes, lots of good food. Caught some big fish. There was a 30-inch northern caught.
Wow.
Fish. And we just want to thank all the people and the businesses that support our Lions Club. It's just a tremendous effort from everybody.
All right. Thank you so much for...
And then I also want to report, we had our deer hide collection.
Right.
This year again.
Mm-hmm.
And deer hunters donated 276 hides this year.
Wow.
And we sold the hides, and we got $1,344 for the camp from the deer hide sales.
Good news. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is really great. And we just like to thank everybody for helping us so we can help others.
All right. Thank you so much for the update. Really appreciate it. Glad to hear everything went great. Have a great weekend. Let us know. This is great. If you have an event that happened, especially if we talked about it on these airwaves, we'd love to hear about it. Call up 424-2600. Make sure I get the number out there. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence today. If you got a story like that, share it over these airwaves. Of course, we're going to get into our mailbag, our news and notes, calendar events in a little bit. We've got a bunch of programming notes that we have to throw out there. Some changes. There's so many changes going on all the time here with our new friends at Civic Media. So we're going to go over that as well. A couple of time changes for our local shows as well. So stay tuned for that. We've got some sports scores. We've got some sports coming up on both WFHR and WIRI. So stay tuned for that as well. But most of all, let's get those phone calls in. 424-2600 is the number to call. So let's start off here with a little bit of programming news that I do want to share. For those of you who are expecting to hear the Polka Show following this show, I'm sorry to say that that will not be happening because we have a brand new show premiering right after the show at noon today. It's its new spot, noon on Saturdays. Many of you out there may have heard about a local Wisconsin comedian. He's been on lots of social media. He's done some stand-up tours within the state. Quite a few people know who he is by the name of Charlie Behrens. Well, Charlie has decided he would like to join the Civic Media Network. We have a release here. The Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin comedian and creator of the Manitowoc Minute, is bringing his show, The Cripe Cast Podcast, to Civic Media Radio. It is premiering today, Saturday at noon. That's right, right after this show. This is a statement from our CEO, Sage Weil. Charlie is a dynamic talent who connects with listeners and knows how to make them think and laugh, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have him join us on the air. Also, for some reason, Aaron Rodgers won't return our calls. Very good, Sage. I like that. That's a good one. In addition to a stand-up comedy, Behrens is a New York Times bestselling author of The Midwest Survival Guide, a Emmy-winning journalist, and a musician. He's been featured on Comedy Central, Fox, CBS, Funny or Die, TBS, Variety, MTV News, and much, much more. In addition to his weekly podcast, Behrens regularly posts content across all social media platforms and has amassed over 7.5 million followers. If you're one of those followers, guess what? You can tune into him every week here on WFHR through the Civic Media Network. As for Charlie, he says, bringing the Cripes cast to radio is just the butter on my cheese. Our goal is to make each interview as exciting as a Midwest goodbye in just a fraction of the time. Thanks, Charlie. That's actually a pretty good line. I like that one. So he's going to be, it's an interview show. Charlie will be having lots of people on there, including former Green Bay Packer Donald Driver. To his own family, Charlie is going to have authentic conversations with fascinating guests and continue to share laughs along the way. We're very excited to have Charlie join the Civic Media family here. So that first show will be coming up right after this one at noon today, premiere episode. Now, what does that mean for the Polka Show? Well, if you were up at 7 o'clock this morning, you heard it because it's still playing at 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. A little early morning polka. Get your weekend started off right. But we decided we liked having it on two times during the weekend, so it has been moved to 1 o'clock on Sundays. 1 o'clock on Sundays, you will hear the Sunshine Polka Show. We want to make sure as many of you get a chance to hear it. We love what Tim does. Greatest show on the planet. We're going to let Tim do this as long as he wants to, and we're going to keep it going. So 7 a.m. on Saturdays, 1 p.m. on Sundays now for the Sunshine Polka Party Show. Now, we've got some sports coming up here that we're going to talk about because it's going to have an effect on our other scheduling as well. Let's first take a look at what's happening today. Over at our sister station, WIRI, at 12:30 today, the Marquette men's basketball team will be taking on Butler Big East matchup there. That's at 12:30. Now, you may not be able to hear the rest of that game. We're not sure. Because the River Kings hockey game is starting at 3 today, so it depends on how long the Marquette game goes. Hopefully it'll be over by the time the 3 o'clock start is for the River Kings today. A real quick note about the game yesterday, taking on the Minnesota Blue Ox here in Rapids. It was a burner, everybody. It was a high-scoring game, and it went to overtime, unfortunately. The River Kings came out on the short end, 7 by the Blue Ox, 6 goals by the River Kings. So, unfortunately, the River Kings on the short end of the stick last night, so to speak. But they will be taking on the Blue Ox again today on WIRI at 3 o'clock. Mark and Don will have that game for you. So hopefully they can square the series here today at 3 o'clock this afternoon on WIRI. And then later on, more men's hockey coming up. We've got the Badgers taking on Michigan. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You are on the show.
Hey, good morning, Seb.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, I got a 7-quart digital air fryer for sale. I got it from my sister-in-law for Christmas, and it's brand new. It's still in the box.
Okay.
And I'm asking $50.
Okay.
I think she paid like 85 for it.
Okay.
But anyway, it's for sale. 424-3694.
424-3694.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
You too, Gary. Have a great weekend. Glad to hear from you. If you're interested in that, 424-3694 is the number to call. All right. One more note. We have Badger hockey happening later on today. Starts at 5:30. That's the pregame. The men's team taking on Michigan. Unfortunately, it has been a kind of a rough year for the Badgers this year, to say the least, especially within the Big Ten. They lost last night to the Wolverines 6-2, looking to even that series today. And that game will be on WFHR at 5:30 this evening. Looking ahead to tomorrow on Sunday, we have men's basketball. They'll be taking on Northwestern, the home game this time. And that's going to start at 4:30. Now, for those of you who know how long basketball games take, that means it's going to be cutting into, unfortunately, for all of you. I'm kidding. Seth Faces the Music for Sunday. I put in a rerun show in there just for if there's any time left to kill before 8 o'clock comes around. So if you hear that, you may catch the very end of one of the previous shows that I did for that Seth Faces the Music. But it happens. We love our Badgers basketball, so I'm okay. I'm willing to step aside for that. But then at 8 o'clock, we do have a brand new director's cut happening. James and I were able to sit down with the cast of the new show that's opening this weekend. In fact, they have performances tonight and tomorrow. That's CWAC, that's Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater at the Century Center, the Century Theater there, wonderful facility. A show written by our good friend Mike Edgren from here in Wisconsin Rapids. Most people know Mike around the area, especially if you're in the theater. Wonderful actor, wonderful writer. 1974 is the name of the show. It's all about those tumultuous years in politics and the media in 1974. I hear there's a fake Nixon in it, an animatronic. I'm not sure how they're doing it, but you got to go. If nothing else, go see the fake Nixon that they have on that. It's going to be really, it takes place at Disney World. It's crazy. It's a farce. Mike Edgren at his best. Go check it out. And if after that you want to listen to a little behind-the-scenes stuff, we've got Amber and Wendy, two members of the cast that came in, talk to James and I for Director's Cut going on Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Brand new Director's Cut. Thanks everyone, by the way, for the great response from Director's Cut. We've had a lot of positive feedback from that, and we've really enjoyed putting these shows together for you. We've got more musicians coming up. We've got so many shows already ready to go. It's great. We've got some poetry coming up, some poetry readings. We've got some actors talking about acting. We've got some more great musicians lined up. It's going to be tons of fun. Director's Cut every Sunday from 8 to 9. All right. Wow. That was a lot of information about what's going on here at Civic Media. So stay tuned for all of that. I do want to apologize once again to everyone out there. I'm sure you've noticed that our news has not been updating. That's because of the system that we use from CBS News was compromised this week, so we've not been able to get updates from it. They've been having to rework everything. So we've had to go with what we've got and sometimes update it by hand, but we do apologize that for that. Next week, this should be fixed, and we appreciate your patience with that. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence on these airwaves right now. If you're looking to buy or sell, of course, and we'll be talking about events happening in the area. If you'd like to call up with an event that you think we haven't touched on or you think that's coming up that you'd like to let everyone know about, please call up 424-2600 for that. We're also going to be getting into our mailbag in just a little bit and go through whatever it is you want to talk about. That's what this show is. We're going over the back fence. It's your water cooler show. Let's take a break right now, everybody. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the mailbag and our news and notes for the coming weeks in February here. So stay tuned to Over the Back Fence on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 30. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22. Tonight, overcast. Cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 31. Temps a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. Seth keeping you company here on this Saturday morning. It's February 4th, 2023. We got some Sonic Youth to wake you up. I hope you're awake by now. Oh, those college radio days back in the 80s, those were wonderful. I do want to remind everyone here, before we get into the mailbag items and the news and notes and calendar of events here going on right now, is the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. It is at 310 First Avenue South. That is the basement of the Moravian Church. There's parking all around there, so head on down. We've got some great vendors there. We got some food there. Everything Taco is there. Thought I'd mention that. They're very one of our favorites around here. Go check it out. There's new vendors every day. There's more food places there as well coming up here. It's very exciting. Go please and check it out. We do want to encourage as many vendors to come there as well. And if you get over there, people will come. If you go there, they will come. That sounds somewhat familiar. Maybe I coined a phrase there. Looking into our mailbag here, everybody. We have one item here that we've been talking about. It's a job opportunity. Someone needs your help, maybe. Every other weekend from 7 to 11 a.m., this is to help a paralyzed man with his cares. It is in the Kellner area, not too far from the Home Depot. They will train you. The pay is $15 to $20 an hour. If you are interested in this, you can contact Barb, 715-721-0890. 721-0890 is the number to call for that if you can help them out and earn a little money. At the same time, if you'd like to add something to our mailbag here, it is super easy. Why not stop by at our station here? 1690, I had to think about the address for a minute there. 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're on the roundabout. Across from the Armory. We're right by the DMV there. You cannot miss us. Come on inside during our regular business office hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come in and chat, drop it off, what the items you would like to, or you'd like us to mention in the mailbag, and we'll give you a tour if you haven't seen it yet. This building, we've been in this building for over a year now. In January, it was a year. Wow. I still have trouble believing that, and we still love it. It's still a great place to work, and we want to show you. Come on in and take a look. Also, if you want to email us in otbf at wfhr.com is the email address. Make sure you can limit it to three items, and please include your contact information so we can read it out over the airwaves so people can get a hold of you to get what you're selling or what you're looking to buy. So those are the ways you can do it. We do collect those over the week and, of course, over the back fence. Hopefully now we'll have a nice long stretch of Saturdays where we're not interrupted, and we are looking forward to that as well. I want to make one quick mention here before we get into our news and notes and calendar of events of an event that happened earlier this morning. It may still be going on, but it is, in fact, it will be going on until about 1 p.m. today. Special Olympics Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids Polar Plunge started bright and early this morning at Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, 3460 North Buren Drive. Lots of fun stuff still happening over there. The plunge has happened already, so you don't get to see all the shivering people. But it was for a great cause. Of course, the Special Olympics is a wonderful organization here in Wisconsin, and we love to support them. So go and check it out, and maybe you can see how it went for everybody. It's probably going to be a lot of fun to ask everyone how it went. Our good friends over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center are having a mixed media artist invitational display going on through February 23rd. Featured artists include Kay Jesiak, Ben Jennings, Aaron Nicholson, Mary Olson, Lori Tempest, Jeannie Weymouth, and Mark Zygan. That is happening through February 23rd. Like I said, each piece uses more than one medium or material. Enjoy the colors, textures, and creativity in all the pieces. It is free admission. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is when the Cultural Center is open, which is when you can go check out the display. If you have any questions, you can call them at 715-421-4598. That's 421-4598. And that includes the gift shop will also be open during those times on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the address is 2651 8th Street South if you want are interested in checking out. And I do encourage you to do that. It's very cool. All right, let's take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a set of Cooper tires. The size are 245-75R16, a set of four. We have about an eighth inch of thread left on them. I'll sell all four of them for $10.
Okay.
And then I also have a 1997 snowmobile Skidoo Formula Z. That's 583cc. And it's in excellent condition, at all driven, stored inside a cover with it. It's got brand new carbide wear rods, two belts with it, and a couple gallons of injector oil. I'll sell all of that for $2,000.
Okay.
715-424-1058.
424-1058.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. I got a couple of items for sale. I got some tires and a Skidoo snowmobile. 424-1058, that's 1058, is the number to call if you are interested in any of those items right there. And before we get into any more events, I was just talking about the Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. And I think right now we're going to have ourselves a little update on what's going on down there, what some of the vendors are going on. Let's bring on the pastor of the Moravian Church on there, Beth Rohn-Habhager. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm calling from our fellowship hall with some updates on our vendors, let you know what you can look forward to if you come to check us out. We've got everything taco. We've got some beautiful heart necklaces that you could check out. If you don't want tacos, we've got tamales. We've got a balloon maker, so your kids can have some balloons. That is free just for some tips. So it's a great thing to check out. Keeps them entertained. We've got some wonderful homemade candles, some baked goods. The Arpin Presbyterian women have some sewing things that they've done and some wonderful plaques that have some great sayings on them. We've got some scrunchies and headbands. We've got crosses and jewelry. And we've got some wonderful wild rice products. So please feel free to come down and check us out.
Yeah, the weather is getting better. The temperature is steadily rising, everyone. So perfect. Mm-hmm. Head on down there. They're open until 1 o'clock today. Anything catch your eye, Beth?
Yeah, and you'll see some things at home, but I've got a wonderful saying now in my office. Prayer, which is the ultimate wireless connection. And then a necklace that I got. So, and the vendors here are very lovely. They are wonderful to talk to. And every week we've got new ones coming in and going out. So we'll never have the same 2 weeks twice.
Perfect. And it's right around lunchtime. So you can go get your lunch there as well.
Come get some tacos or tamales.
Yes.
And then we've got dessert for you here too.
And dessert too. Wow. What more could you want?
Cookies, cakes. It's all good. So come check us out.
Well, thank you very much, Beth, for the update. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. There you go, everyone. If that doesn't sizzle it for you, I tell you, head on down there. It's a lot of great stuff going on. We do appreciate our friends at the Moravian Church for hosting that. I want a reminder here that blood donation never stops, and we have many opportunities coming up here in central Wisconsin in order for you to do that. We do have a couple coming up here in the Wisconsin Rapids area. We got one coming up at the library. That's not till February 16th, however, from 12 to 5 p.m. at McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue. So keep that in mind. Of course, we'll mention that again. But, of course, any time is a good time in Stevens Point. Coming up this week, they will be open on Monday and on Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. That's at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. So if you are in that area, go check it out. You can give blood anytime there. They're going to be open again on a Thursday and Friday. And that's going to be from 8:15 to 2:45 on Thursday, 8:30 to 2:45 on Friday, 3201 C Main Street. So if you're in the in the Point area, you can give blood that way. We got some trail information here from our good friends at the Parks and Rec Department of Wood County. They are telling us, they're letting us know that the Vesper Snow Drifters are opening section Vesper to Wisconsin Rapids. Vesper to Arpin and Vesper to Blenker remain open as well. Anything groomed is open on the Vesper Snow Drifters Trail. So everything is open there. Auburndale Night Owls, Bakersville Snow Rovers, and the Sunset Drifters Trail also remain open at this time. So all of those snowmobile trails are open. All other trails in Wood County remain closed due to unfrozen areas and lack of snow. So keep that in mind. Those are the ones that are open right now. You can go to the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. You can see the county trail map there and then see what is exactly is open. And that is co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks. That's how you get to their website to check that out. Of course, please travel with caution as conditions will indeed vary. Respect landowners and stay on marked trails. That is a must. Please thank snowmobile club members in your area for their hard work and dedication to getting these snowmobile trails in rideable condition. Yes, a big thank you and shout out to them. You can also check out the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department on their Facebook and Instagram pages, and also Travel Wisconsin is a good resource as well. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask them over the phone, their number is 421-8422, 421-8422. All right, looking ahead, some events coming up here starting today, going through the week. We have today, it is going on right now until 4:30 p.m. We've got the Lincoln High School Music Department Mattress Fundraiser. Come to this awesome event to shop for a new mattress in the Lincoln High School cafeteria. Choose from top name brands. Every purchase supports the LHS Music Department to fund student travel. Have some great, and you can hear some great music while you shop as well. That's right. It's at the Lincoln High School cafeteria today, going on as we speak, 4:30 p.m. Tell them you heard it on Over the Back Fence. You won't get anything, but you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that we told you where to go. 4:30 today is when it's done, so go to the cafeteria at Lincoln High School and go to their mattress fundraiser. That's a lot of fun. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Looking at, over at our friends in Rome, we want to let you know that the Tri-Norse Winter Park is going to have a candlelight trail walk this evening. That sounds very cool. Starts at 5 p.m. Explore some of the famous Tri-Norse trails after dusk, illuminated by lights along the way. It is open to the public. Bring the whole family for an evening of fun. A spaghetti and meatball dinner is also available for $8. That benefits Draft. This event is sponsored by, of course, the Tri-Norse Ski Club, Draft, and Visit Rome. That's happening tonight at the Tri-Norse Winter Park from 5 to 8 p.m. Candlelight trail walk sounds very, very cool. Another event that's happening tonight, if you are a member of the Pioneer Cemetery Association, the annual meeting will be held this evening at 6 p.m. at the Saratoga Town Hall. If you want more information, you can call 715-424-7270. That's the annual meeting tonight for the Pioneer Cemetery Association, 6 p.m. at Saratoga Town Hall. If you're looking to go somewhere for a tasty breakfast tomorrow morning, our friends over at St. Bronislava Holy Names, St. Bronislava's Church, Catholic Church, their Holy Name Society is having an all-you-can-eat breakfast. Tomorrow morning starts at 8:30 a.m., goes till noon at the St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast, sausage, links, milk, juice, coffee. It's $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for 5 to 12, and 4 and under are free. The meal is cooked by the Men of Holy Name, and the table service is provided by St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish school and youth needs, and of course, they thank you in advance for your support. Tasty breakfast and a good cause as well. Also happening tomorrow night, the ladies of the St. John Lutheran Church in Kellner, the Ladies Lutheran Women in Mission, will be hosting their annual spaghetti supper tomorrow night. That starts at 4 p.m. They invite you to join them for an Italian-style dinner served in a cafe setting. Sounds delightful. Please, we have this information that was sent to us by the Lutheran Women in Mission of the St. John Lutheran Church in Kellner. Woo, just barely got that out. It's located at 8020 South Park Road in Kellner, a.k.a. Wisconsin Rapids. If you have any questions, 423-7788. 423-7788 is the number to call for that. We are going to head on to Monday now, and we have some interesting events happening here. Let's see here. Let's take a look at the Lowell Center. Before we do that, I'm just curious to see what's happening at the Lowell Center this coming week. It is tax season, everyone. Sad but true. And over at the Lowell Center, three times this coming week, they have the AARP Tax Aid Program from 8 to 3:30. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday is when the AARP Tax Aid Program will be taking place at the Lowell Center, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each one of those days. If you need some help with your taxes, this is the place to go. Other highlights this week include on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, there's a Bunko Social Hour. And then on Thursday at 1 o'clock, Valentine Assembly will be taking place. That's the 9th. Thursday at 1 o'clock, Valentine Assembly will be taking place as well. That is, in, of course, with all the regular events that they have scheduled every week. Lots to do over at the Lowell Center, located at 320 3rd Avenue South, suite number 3. That is in Wisconsin Rapids. Any questions? 421-1051. 421-1051. Now, looking ahead to Monday evening, there is going to be a fun event happening up in Rudolph. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools will be commemorating the completion of its community-supported referendum project at Think Academy, a.k.a. Rudolph Elementary, located at 6950 Knowledge Avenue in Rudolph, with a celebration hosted at the school. A dedication program and ribbon cutting will open the event scheduled for this Monday, of course, from 4:15 to 6:30 p.m., and it will be held in the new gymnasium at Think Academy. The dedication will include a short presentation from students, faculty, and other distinguished guests. Music will be performed by Think Academy students. Following the official ribbon cutting, guests are invited to take self-guided tours of the new school addition. See what's going on. This is very cool. So go check that out on Monday. From 4:15 to 6:30, dedication of the new additions at the community-supported referendum project at Think Academy. All right, moving on to later on in the week. We're looking at Wednesday right now, and we all know what happens on Wednesdays at the Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. That's right, bingo. That was a really long run-on sentence. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go have some fun. Go support the Elks and all the great things they do for our community. Then on Thursday, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. over at their new digs at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Rapids, Focus, the neighborhood table, and Focus, the group they're a part of, will be having their neighborhood meal going on from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome, of course, to go there at 2321 West Grand Avenue, have a hot meal, share some fellowship and some company with others at the great facility they have there. And let me mention also, if you are able to, one of the great fun things that we do in this area is to volunteering, of course, is always a good thing to do. And volunteering at SWEPS is a great is also a very fun thing to do as well. I've done it myself, and it's very enjoyable. It's a lot of fun. People make it great, the people that are there. It's a great treat to help others and enjoy yourself while you're doing it. All right, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. You said they already did the polar plunge at Anchor Bay?
That is correct. That happened this morning. Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be going on this afternoon yet. So
I think I think the whole ceremony and everything is going until about 1 o'clock today. But I'm not sure what that entails at this point.
But the actual plunge was this morning.
Yeah, that was a little bit after 11, I believe, yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's what a great event. We were talking about it a lot on the week, a couple of weeks leading up to it, where our friends with the Sheriff's, Wood County Sheriff's Department and the and the other people that support the Special Olympics of Wisconsin. So, yeah, it's a great event, and I hope everyone didn't get too cold. It was pretty chilly this morning, so I hope everyone is okay after that. Are you all right? Yes, I hope you're good. Hope you're having a lot of warm-up drinks today. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to look a little bit further ahead in our calendar, see some stuff coming up that we think you should know about, and more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get yourself on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, which is indeed locally grown radio.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 30. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 22. Tonight, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Highs level off around 38 Monday with mixed precipitation possible at times. 36 cloudy skies Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 18.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. You're looking to buy or sell, want to talk about events that are happening. We are welcoming your stuff here. All of your stuff, well, maybe not all of it. We don't need to know everything, but, you know, join us. Join us. Please join us. We want to talk with you. Now, let's continue on here with our news and notes and calendar events as we go along here. Looking a little bit further into the future. And we also encourage, of course, while I'm reading this, keep those calls coming, 424-2600. Don't forget also the premiere of the Charlie Baron Show will be coming up after this at noon today. No polka show. If you're looking for your next polka fix, just got to wait a day. 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, Sunshine Polka Show will be playing 1 p.m. on Sunday. Looking ahead here, we've got Help for the Homeless Hygiene Drive that's coming up. That's going to be starting on February 12th. Donate hygiene and cleaning supplies to Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and Focus Food Pantry, which is SWEPS, of course. Most needed items here are cleaning supplies, feminine needs, bathroom tissue, diapers, and baby care, hair care, deodorant, dental care, of course, body lotion, laundry soap, kitchen trash bags, paper towels, and face and bath soap. The great thing about giving these is that they don't, there's usually not an expiration date on this stuff, so they can keep it for a while. So a big push for this right now is a good idea. Of course, they always need these stuff to give away. And of course, the donations remain in the communities where they are collected. So this is really very cool. We're very happy to be included. We're mentioning this, of course, for all of our friends at Focus and the Family Center, two very important groups in this area. All right, looking ahead a little bit, we've got some music coming up in our area. We've got some fun things happening at from our good friends over at Lincoln High School and the bands that are there. So on Monday the 13th, this is really cool. On Monday the 13th at 4 p.m., the Chamber Players Valentine's Day concert will be taking place, and this is going to be at the Lincoln High School Library. That's very cool. That's Monday at 4, Chamber Players Valentine's Day concert. Also on Monday the 13th at 7 p.m., the Lincoln High School band concert will be taking place. That'll be at the Performing Arts Center. So great high school concerts coming up here. It's always fun to go check out some of the music that our local kids produce. It's always a good time for that as well. Looking ahead to a little bit further, we got some support groups that we want to mention here. The Cancer Caregiver Support Group Sharing Meeting. That'll be the next one will be coming up. This is exclusively for caregivers of cancer patients. The next one is coming up on Monday, February 13th from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. This is at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, the Lower Level Conference Center, rooms B and C. That's at 410 Dewey Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Attendees will have the opportunity to share with and support one another. As a sharing meeting, there will be no guest speaker or presentation. Of course, this is all free. There's no registration needed. Just show up. If you have more questions, you can contact them, 715-421-7442. This is exclusively for caregivers, no patients or guests, please, they ask for your cooperation on that. And then on Tuesday, February 14th, the General Cancer Support Group is going to have a meeting which features a guest speaker this time, Eating Healthy Through Cancer. This is presented by Angela Anderson, RD, registered dietitian with the Aspirus Riverview Hospital. A very cool, interesting presentation. This is for men, women, caregivers, and support persons are all welcome to this one. This is Tuesday, February 14th, appropriately on Valentine's Day, from 5:15 to 6:15, same place as before, Aspirus Riverview Hospital, Lower Level Conference Center, rooms B and C. Again, it's free. No registration is needed or required. So just go ahead and show up, and they'll be glad to see you. Love Inc., our good friends at Love Inc. and its partner churches are presenting Share the Love Now and Forever, a concert for couples with Steve and Annie Chapman. With a unique blend of songs, stories, and applicable scriptures, Steve and Annie Chapman offer a concert designed to strengthen marriages. From the engaged to newlyweds to marriage in the golden years, couples will benefit from their time with Steve and Annie. This is going to happen on Friday, September 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. This is at Christian Life Fellowship, 600 7th Street in Port Edwards. It's $25 per ticket or two for 40. It includes dessert and coffee. If you'd like some more information on this, check out our friends at Love Inc.'s website. That's Love Inc., LoveInc.swc.org. LoveInc.swc.org is the website to check that out. And to look where to get your tickets, go to online to do that as well. The Historic Point Boss has their February event coming up here. Wakely's Winter Feast, an annual fun event happening. The feast will feature two domestic meats, various wild game, and other delectables from Mary's Kitchen. The meal will be followed by entertainment. This is happening Saturday, February 18th. Gathering begins at 4, the feast at 4:50, and the program begins at about 6:30. This is all happening at Nakusa Area Senior Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa. Tickets available are at Family Natural Foods, Beaver's Variety Store, and Daily Drug. Any more information you'd like, 715 459-1722, 459-1722. Visit their website at Historic Point Boss. That's historicpoint, BASSE.com. Tickets are $20 in advance at the door, $25. Very cool event. I'm sure we'll be talking with our good friends at Historic Point Boss coming up here very shortly about this very event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some more opportunities, everyone, for a blood drive coming up in February, Tuesday, February 21st, and then Monday, February 27th. The Tuesday one is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Monday one is from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Walk-ins are welcome. Call 866-566-5900 to schedule. Of course, you don't have to schedule, but they do appreciate it when you do. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Something very something to keep in mind when you're giving. This does stay in the area. If you have any questions for the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, that same number you can call, 866-566-5900. That's the first one's coming up Tuesday, February 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., then Monday, February 27th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. All right, let's take our final break here of the day, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show, get you ready for Charlie Barron's Cripescast, and maybe some more phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get here on Over the Back Fence. WFHR is locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 30. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 22. Tonight, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Highs level off around 38 Monday with mixed precipitation possible at times. 36 cloudy skies Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Let's just listen to John Parr the rest of the way, shouldn't we? Should we do that? No. I wouldn't subject anyone to that. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Thanks for joining me this Saturday morning. Do appreciate it, of course. And we're going to wrap up the show here in just a couple of minutes. It looks like we have another caller, though. We'll go ahead and take that one right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. Early on in your calendar of events, you mentioned something about Think Academy. When is that?
Oh, the Think Academy dedication, that is coming up on Monday, the 6th. And let's see if I can find my sheet here. I'll get this. Okay. It's on Monday, the 6th, from 4:15 to 6:30 p.m. Dedication to the completion of the community supported referendum project at Think Academy.
4:15?
4:15 is when it starts. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thanks for calling. We do appreciate it. If you want any more information, please let us know. Call in while we're on the airwaves here, and we will get you any information that you like, that we have, of course. We can't give you everything, you know. We're not that good. Almost, but not that good. One more time, we do want to let you know that we do have some sports coming up here on WIRI and on WFHR coming up today. Marquette basketball, 12:30 today over on WIRI. They're taking on Butler. And then right after that at 3 o'clock, we've got the River Kings hockey game going on. They're taking on the Blue Ox of Minnesota. Earlier game today at 3 o'clock, which is very cool. Nice afternoon, a puck drop today. We've got Mark and Don on the call for that one, so enjoy that as well. Later on this evening on WFHR at 5:30, we've got the pregame starting for the Wisconsin men's hockey team taking on Michigan. See if they can even the series for the weekend there, earn themselves a split. Tomorrow on Sunday, don't forget, we have the Sunshine Polka Party show at its new time at 1 p.m., check that out on Sunday. It's a good day for it, if you ask me. Then later on in the afternoon, 4:30 is when the pregame starts for the Wisconsin men's basketball team taking on Northwestern. And that is going to cut in to your favorite show, which is, of course, Seth Faces the Music, he said humbly. And unfortunately, so no new show for that this week. But there is a new director's cut starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday, going till 9 o'clock. Tune into that. We talked to our good friends over at the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, the show they're putting on this weekend and next weekend, 1974, written by Mike Edgren, resident here in Wisconsin Rapids, a longtime resident and, of course, a longtime member of the theater community around here. We wish them the best of luck. Hope their opening night went wonderfully last night. We really hope that everyone checks it out. Let's support local artists, especially local playwrights. I love that. I do enjoy that. So in the last couple of minutes here that we have, I'm just trying to figure out how should I fill this time? Do you want to talk about more things like that? I don't know. I could play some music here. I could look something up here. Let's see. John Parr. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do John Parr again. But let's see. I'm kind of curious. Let's go to 1991. Let's see what we have here. Some song, Aisha, the Black Crows, and Lenny Kravitz. Oh, here's one. No, let's not do that one. How much time do I got left? Oh, I don't have enough time for that. And I've been talking this whole time. I've run out of time. So thanks so much, everyone, for joining me today on Over the Back Fence. It'll be back again next week. Guest host next week, James J. Maloff, you may have heard of him, will be hosting the show next Saturday from 11 to 12. Don't forget, Charlie Barron will be taking his inaugural show coming up right after this at noon. That is the new time for that show. There's a rebroadcast of that show on 12 o'clock on Sunday as well. So if you miss it today, you can get it there tomorrow. And I forgot to mention our friend over in at Civic Media, the morning show that you do not get because you get our morning show from 7 to 10, Mondays through Fridays, host James A. Maloff. They do have a segment that they are now doing weekly with, yes, the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown is joining Earl Ingram for an hour every week, and we're going to rebroadcast that right after the Charlie Baron Show from 1 to 2 on Saturdays. So don't miss that. That's some great insights. Gilbert is a really cool guy, and we're really happy that he decided to join Earl for a little radio time. He's kind of a scholar, we're told. Gilbert, I haven't heard him speak much, but from what I've told, he's a great conversation. So stay tuned for that. So at noon today, we've got Charlie Barron's. Then at 1, we've got The Gravedigger with Earl Ingram, their hour that they recorded earlier this week. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. Well, everyone, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We will hope to see you again coming up here. Just keep stay tuned to WFHR or check out our sister station, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI for country, plus sports, plus all the great things on the Civic Media Network. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you later.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news.